Here's my analysis of what happens next geopolitically. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Thank you for joining me today for this special report. So, wow, there are so many factors to look at here. There's rare earth mineral dominance, there's energy dominance, AI technology dominance, etc. And military dominance, and also, of course, naval dominance over the sea lanes. These are all some of the big factors that are at play right now that you need to understand in order to be able to navigate what's happening. Now, I covered I called it the elemental crisis in a recent podcast and an article on naturalnews.com. I encourage you to go there and check it out if you want the complete breakdown of why one mineral called neodymium is the choke point for robot production. And neodymium is in the magnets of the actuators that allow for the movement of the joints of robots. And if you don't have neodymium, you can't make robots, at least not as we currently put them together. And as far as I know, there's no replacement for neodymium that has the same magnetic power efficiency in terms of its ratio to its weight, okay? And China controls virtually all of the neodymium supply in the world. I think Australia has a little bit, the US has a very tiny amount, but China controls the supply. All right, so park that in your mind, and that's one of the huge factors in all of this. But let's step back for a second and talk about the three war conflicts that are underway right now, or potentially underway, because this all ties together. So, Russia, Iran, and China. These are the three potential flare-up theaters for U.S. military conflict. And of course, the U.S. has already been involved in a war with Russia via Ukraine, the proxy state, the proxy nation. A lot of Ukraine's war efforts were, of course, run by the West, by NATO, led by the United States, including satellite targeting, you know, weapons systems, the HIMARS systems, and so much more. It was all run by the USA. Well, I should be clear. I should moderate that. It was also run by the UK and Germany, but the USA had the leading role in it. Now, Trump sees the biggest long-term strategic threat to America as being China. And I think he's correct in that assessment. And Trump wants to fight China in trade wars and technology wars, supply chain wars, sea lanes, etc. I don't think that Trump wants a kinetic war with China. That would be insane, and the U.S. would lose. But in order to focus on China, Trump needs to stop the war with Russia, and he's in the process of doing that. Now, he doesn't consider Russia to be a friend, just to be clear. Russia is still a long-term, I don't know if I want to say enemy, but a strategic competitor on the world stage. Trump just needs things to calm down so that we don't have to fight Russia right now. So that's why he's pushing the peace deal between Ukraine and Russia and just signed the minerals deal with Ukraine. So this is Trump's way of just, in essence, postponing any kind of flare-up conflict with Russia. Now, this puts Trump at odds with Western Europe, because the Western European leaders, they want America to fight their war, you know, because that's what Europeans always want, going back to World War II. Like, hey, America, fight our wars for us. Hey, America, fund NATO for us. Hey, America, you fight Russia so that we, socialist Western European countries, we can spend all our money on being woketards, which is what they do in the UK and France and Germany, etc. Well, Trump has told them that that's ending. You're going to have to pay your own way, essentially, and we're not going to fight Russia. Okay, so that's a positive step. All right, next theater, Iran. I believe that Trump does not want war with Iran. However, Trump's entire administration is heavily infiltrated by and influenced by Zionists, which is just honestly, it's an end times apocalyptic messianic cult that believes they need war to bring back God. I mean, they don't even believe in Jesus, by the way. You know, the Judaism doesn't recognize Jesus as their savior. So they're not even talking about bringing Christ back. They're just talking about having God come destroy Israel's enemies. But to do that, they have to have, you know, to build a new temple in Jerusalem, you know, and basically invoke all kinds of war. And then the Christian Zionists, who are also part of this messianic cult, they think that Jesus is going to come back if they can, you know, murder some red calves and set fire to enemy temples and things like that. So, yeah, they're all out of their minds on this issue, completely out of their minds. Trump doesn't want anything to do with it. He doesn't want war with Iran. But these insane Christian Zionists and the Zionists themselves, they absolutely want war with Iran. So what we're likely to see happen, and this is, I think, Trump's concern, is that Israel may initiate an attack against Iran without U.S. involvement in order to drag the United States into supporting Israel. Honestly, that's the most likely way this is going to play out. I don't think the U.S. wants to lead an attack, but the U.S. could get sucked into a kinetic war with Iran. And in Trump's mind, that's a major distraction from where he wants to focus his efforts on China. But Trump has to talk tough, and Hegseth has to talk tough. Zionists donated huge amounts of money to the Trump campaign, and they run Congress, the Senate, the House, they run the White House, they run all of it. Every Trump administration nominee that was confirmed, I think almost without exception, has been a full-blown pro-Israel Zionist. And that is a grave danger to our nation, by the way, because they put Israel first instead of America first. And many of them, they are going all out to do anything Israel wants. It's like they're all on video with Epstein traps or something. Who knows? There's blackmail on all of them. But that's just the reality of where we are. So we should pray that Trump can resist the Zionist attempt to drag us into war with Iran. Because if we end up in a war with Iran, several things will happen. Number one, Israel might get nuked and completely obliterated. Or Israel might get attacked by Egypt or other nearby countries. You know, Yemen, obviously. Even factions in Lebanon, even factions in Turkey, etc. So Israel is also facing its own internal civil war, near revolt situation. So Israel might just self-destruct politically on its own. Its economy is in shambles because of, you know, Israel's genocide against Gaza, etc. So it's not a good situation. The other thing that might happen is that if Iran is attacked, it will very likely shut down the Strait of Hormuz, which would strongly restrict exports of oil and LNG, natural gas, to European nations and other nations. So we would see a global scarcity panic over energy out of the Middle East. And that would cause oil prices to skyrocket, perhaps to $200 a barrel or more. It would cause gold to skyrocket, obviously. And this would really hamper Trump's mission of trying to help the U.S. economy recover and restore manufacturing and domestic transportation and everything, all of which requires cheap energy. And on top of that, expensive oil would make Russia really wealthy, because Russia is a major producer of oil and gas and other forms of energy. And also, in terms of Ukraine, by the way, Ukraine's not going to get Crimea. Crimea is Russian, and Crimea has a tremendous amount of energy, but Ukraine's not going to get its hands on that. So that's over. Of course, Trump can insist that the U.S. domestically produce more energy, and he is, and that's actually a very positive thing in terms of domestic security and domestic self-reliance. So let's hope that that accelerates so that we don't depend on oil from, you know, the United Arab Emirates or the Saudis or whoever. We would rather depend on American oil or Texas oil or offshore oil, etc. All right. So now let's go to China. China's playing the long game, as culturally they tend to do that. Now, what China has in store for us is China is leading the race on AI and also on robotics. In addition, China controls, it has a near monopoly on neodymium. As I mentioned earlier, this is a critical mineral. China also leads the way in the extraction technologies for extracting neodymium from mining soils and dirt. You know, you have to move many tons of soil to get a few grams of neodymium. So it's not an abundant element. Well, China has mastered the methods of extracting this. In addition, China is leading the way in robotics, obviously. China is leading the way in telecommunications. And China is also now very competitive, if not in a leadership position in AI. You might think that, well, ChatGPT is in the lead or Google's in the lead. Not actually true. China is in the lead, and China has produced the most impressive language models recently, you know, like DeepSeek and others. And China has far more engineers and coders than does the United States. And China also has a much larger domestic energy supply to power its data centers for AI development. Whereas in Western Europe, the climate cult lunatics have shut down their domestic energy supply and the power grid's failing in Spain and France, right? Just you wake up one day, there's no power. Hey, welcome to third world Spain, you know? That happened. And in America, we're still suffering under the climate lunacy lockdowns of the Biden administration and how Biden shut down the Keystone XL pipeline, etc. So it's going to take a number of years to recover from the energy restrictions put in place by the lunatic Democrats, which means that powering data centers in the United States is going to be very difficult because of limited power supplies. In Texas, for example, which is where Trump wants to build these new AI data centers in conjunction with ChatGPT and other companies, Texas is already suffering under an extreme strain of energy demand because of the rising population, because everybody wants to move to Texas. And the Texas Energy Commission group, I forgot what the actual acronym stands for, but it's ERCOT, or ERCOT, E-R-C-O-T. They've done a pretty good job of working to scale up and stabilize the Texas energy grid. Texas has its own power grid. But it is no small feat. And what they need to do, in my opinion, is they need to bring online some nuclear power plants or thorium-based nuclear power plants, which are a much better design, or microfusion reactors. And that technology already exists, but it continues to be covered up. Or they need to bring online low-energy nuclear reactions, which is cold fusion, and that continues to be suppressed. So my contention is that the United States of America will not win the AI wars unless the U.S. stops suppressing free energy technology, for God's sake. You need to unleash free energy in order to have the energy to power the data centers to be competitive in the AI race against China. Otherwise, you're going to lose because China can just build another coal plant every day, like literally every day. They finish a coal plant every day, roughly, you know, give or take. So from China's point of view now, here's their game. China is trying to protect its domestic economy and stabilize it, control it. China wants to slowly take over Taiwan, not with an invasion, because that is likely to turn the international community against China, but rather through subterfuge, which is working. And the younger people in Taiwan and the Kuomintang party, the KMT, of course, is pro-China, pro-unification with China. A lot of the Taiwan press supports reunification with China using something like a Hong Kong-style model, which didn't really go that well, actually. But nevertheless, given enough time, China will probably consume Taiwan. And China also wants to wait and not have a war with the United States, because China is building aircraft carriers and a great expansion of its own navy. And China has a massive number of naval shipyards, literally 200 times the naval production output compared to the United States currently. Yeah, 200 times. So every year that goes by, China can build 200 times more tonnage of naval vessels. Or they're not all military. Some are, you know, transport cargo ships, but they could be military. You know, they can put militarized 40-foot containers on those ships and launch missiles off of those, for example. But every year that goes by, China is building 200 times more ships than the United States. So China wants to delay any kind of a conflict and just slowly build its economy, build its robotics, build up a robot army, build up a drone army, conquer AI and be the first to roll out AGI, and then long-term dominate the United States through trade, through technology, and through naval power. I think that's China's play. Now, of course, they're trying to weaken the United States with the fentanyl drug trade across the U.S. border. China is also, of course, culturally attacking U.S. with TikTok videos that keep promoting LGBT themes and, you know, insane nonsense for our youth. These are all just fifth-generation warfare tactics that China is using against the United States. But they're not the main thrust of China's actual war. The main war is technology. And in technology, you need a lot of minerals. And China has the minerals, especially the rare earths like neodymium, which is what I mentioned. And I know some Westerners think, oh, well, China's been cut off from microchips. Yeah, nobody cares in China, because China just makes its own microchips. It's just rolled out a new microchip that's equivalent to, I think, the NVIDIA H100 microchips, or roughly equivalent. I think it uses more energy, but it's got the same kind of computational power, and they can use it for AI systems. So you can't stop China from developing technology. You can't. You know, you can try, but good luck. But what China can do is they can stop exporting neodymium and other critical minerals, and they can stop the United States from building robots. They can do that. Where are you going to get the neodymium? You know? Good luck. You know, 20 years to develop mines and processing and all that. You know, that puts you in the year 2045 before the U.S. can have any kind of significant neodymium supplies. By that time, China's already conquered the world with a robot army and super intelligence. You see? So that's China's game. So that's why Trump doesn't want a war with Russia, doesn't really want a war with Iran. He wants to go to war with China. He wants to hobble China's economy in order to slow down China's technology advances so that the U.S. might have a chance to beat China in the AI game and the robot game. That's what Trump is doing. Once you understand that, everything else makes sense. Everything makes sense. And some people say that Trump is trying to sequence the wars to fight these so-called enemies one at a time. Well, I don't think Trump wants a war with Russia at all. And I don't think Trump wants a war with Iran at all. He wants trade with both of those countries. But he does want to weaken and ultimately destroy China. It's just that that's going to be hard to do because Chinese culture, which I know very well, I speak Chinese. I mean, I speak Mandarin. Chinese culture is incredibly resilient, and the Chinese people are incredibly resourceful, intelligent, diligent, disciplined. You know, it is a culture of really impressive people, despite the fact that I'm not a fan of a communist government or authoritarianism, etc. But China today is not run as communism. That's not the model that doesn't describe China's economy at all. It's not a centrally planned top-down economy. So I know a lot of Americans like to say, well, China's communism. Well, not really. It's not. You could even argue that America's economy is more centrally controlled than China's economy. you know, America's economy is really more communistic than China's economy, because in America, you can't run any business without being subjected to all this insane government regulation and conformity, and you got to fill out all these stupid forms, and you know, the EPA is on your ass all the time, and the FDA and the IRS, etc. Now, you know, China has its own enforcement bodies, obviously, but in China, as long as you pay off the local officials, you're more free to conduct business in China in many ways than you are in the United States, especially in places like California. So, you know, don't make the mistake of thinking that, oh, we have a free economy here, but in China, it's top-down communism. It's not that way at all. We have a top-down economy controlled by the federal government. You know, everything from subsidies controls the economy, and tariffs control the economy, and taxation controls the economy, and selective censorship. You know, my company is still censored by Elon Musk at X. You can't link to Brighteon. You know, what happened to free speech? We don't have it. And Elon is part of the administration. You know, Doge, he works directly with Trump. So we don't have freedom of speech. We don't have a free economy. We don't have a free market in America. And all of that is holding us back. And it probably means, my assessment here is that America is going to lose the AI technology race. And that means America, that we're living in the last chapter of the once great United States empire. And when the dollar collapses, it's over. And if the dollar doesn't collapse soon, we're going to be eclipsed by China's technology. So that's my assessment. Can it change? Yeah, obviously it can change. But this is my assessment of where we are right now. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can follow my articles each day now at naturalnews.com. You can follow more of my podcast at brighteon.com. Check out my new upcoming course called Breaking the Chains, How to Decentralize Your Life. It's a free docuseries. It's powerful. We interviewed tons of experts for this and have a lot of bonus material. That's at brightu.com. Bright, followed by the letter U, brightu.com. And you can follow me on our uncensored social media, brighteon.social, where I am username Health Ranger. So thank you for listening. God bless you all. Take care. Hi, Mom, and to all the moms out there, we appreciate you. Happy Mother's Day from myself, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and healthrangerstore.com. We greatly appreciate all the moms out there and the dedication that you have for creating a healthier, happier future for your children and grandchildren. And thank you for everything that you've done to help humanity be, well, better as we move forward. And to help celebrate that and to help make healthy living more affordable in this time when so many products are becoming more expensive, we have put together a special for you as part of our Mother's Day sale event. And this is called Mom's Ultimate Pamper Kit. And if you look at it there, let me walk through it. It's got the coconut oil, which has, you know, a multitude of uses, the shea butter, the body oil there, and then a colloidal silver spray, the colloidal silver deodorant. Then we have the tea tree and lavender shampoo, and then our colloidal silver mouthwash that with citrus fresh. That's actually my favorite one right there. And all of these are put together at a substantial discount. That's about 40% off the price if you were to purchase them separately. And these days, I mean, you're not going to get, you know, 40% off almost anything. So this is a special kit with a gift, which is the pine needle spray that has silver and iodine in it. That's the spray. Show that again. That's the spray that you see in the center there, just to left of center. That's not, you can't even buy that at the store. That's only as a gift, pine needle spray with silver and iodine. And then also, by the way, the silver fresh liquid deodorant has, it's made with magnesium and baking soda. So no aluminum. We don't use aluminum ingredients at all. You know, we don't use synthetic fragrances. We don't do any of that toxic stuff. These are ultra clean, all laboratory tested, and all available as a discount to you to say thank you during this Mother's Day special. And these prices are good while supplies last, or it ends on May 11th. But, oh, and you can find it at healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day.
All one word, no space, just healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day. You'll also get double points during this special event, which is really extraordinary. It's almost 10% back that you get in points that you can spend on future purchases. That combined with the discount that we have in this kit makes this an unbeatable value. You're just not going to see this again, especially given, you know, what's happening to the supply chain right now. So check it out, Mom's Ultimate Pamper Kit. And remember, those of you who are dads watching this, you can get this, you know, get this for your wife, get this for the mom in your life. She'll love it. She'll absolutely love it. So think about moms and grandmothers, wives, anybody who just deserves to be recognized for the contributions they've made to this world. This is the perfect gift for them. They'll absolutely love it. Again, it's called Mom's Ultimate Pamper Kit. It's available at healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day, and you get double points. Order before May 1st if you can in order to guarantee delivery before Mother's Day, although it still may work in the days after that, but we just can't absolutely guarantee it. So order sooner rather than later to take advantage of this. And thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of healthrangerstore.com.